It's the Catakin, fellas. Ohio State had a huge win yesterday. They beat Tennessee 42-17. How are we feeling?
Was hoping Tennessee play a little better and maybe beat Ohio State, but Ohio State got a little lucky, so it's okay.
That's the only Ohio State game that people should be paying attention to from yesterday, right?
Was it not the only one that
Yeah,
the one I saw?
I thought there was just a bunch of like CFP blowouts and I don't
Also, Kentucky lost by like 20 or whatever, but
know. Yeah, something around there. It was that was the floor, I'm pretty sure. So, there's damn, there's not shooting well, and then they're shooting 4 for 22 from three and 30% from the field. What the hell else do you want to say about it? It was just bad. It was bad basketball, but sometimes it happens.
Yeah, I think that what I think I maybe believed that our floor was a little bit higher than that. Now, like, credit to Ohio State, they looked really good. They looked really good. And they also hit every lucky shot imaginable. Like, we had like pretty good defense a lot of times, and it was, I think, demoralizing to the team to just have the crazy shots go in. But yeah, I don't know what it is about finishing at the rim when there's big bodies in the vicinity, but some games, this is what it's like. And it's gonna be a lot of games like that in the SEC. So
Clearly,
need to.
there's a recipe for beating us, right? And that's
Yeah, the
just us
blueprint's
not
there.
making threes. And it seems to be we have trouble with the they kept doing this like double like pin down screen at the free throw line, and we were taking that screen so high that by the time we were getting around it, they were already just beelining it to the basket, and we could just not get there in time. And they just kept running that over and over. Now, that is something that I would think, and I'm just some guy. I'm just a big old dum dum, but I would think that that's something that could be fixed. But they just kept exploiting that weakness over and over again.
Well, and they made us respect that middie, the mid, like Kale kind of said, they hit a bunch of tough mid-range shots that really you then pop up on, you hedge the screens, but like you say, you're going up way too high. And yeah, it can be fixed. It's just that's the blueprint right there, right? A bunch of tough twos and make us shoot 18% from three. Yeah, they kicked our ass a little bit, but you shoot pretty poorly. A lot of that was their defense, but a lot of it is, you miss some bunnies at the rim. What did we go like on layups? It was pretty bad if I remember right.
Very, very bad.
Yeah, it was like, let's see, I had it a second ago, I apologize. Yeah, 7 for 23. That's 16 missed layups, guys. I mean, come on. That half of those go and you're in a whole different game. We're not even trying to get all of them to go. That's 30 some odd point, left of the table. We missed, handful of foul shots, missed everything everywhere else, but it's kind of a just not a good. They took the air out of the ball, man. They just ran the clock down to about 15 seconds every time. Ran that little, the waggle action at the top, little pick and roll, and then they're off the races over and over and over again. They only had four threes too. They just didn't need them like we did. They
In our Ohio State preview, in which we discussed but did not record, I remember saying that the way that Ohio State beats us is exactly what they did, which is they slow it down, they muck it up, and they make us play their style of basketball. And that's basically what Clemson did too. So I mean, we're not a perfect basketball team. There is no perfect basketball team in college basketball. These are fixable things, and I don't think it's anything to panic about. I don't see any reason to panic about two quad one losses in December.
Especially with the quad one wins that you already scooped up, and there's a million quad one opportunities to come. SEC play looks a little terrifying, but bring it on. It's going to be a bloodbath, but I think that's for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we're Kentucky basketball. I'm not going to be scared. I'm still going to puff my chest out. Nobody's trading our quad one wins for the quad one losses, because if we beat Ohio State and Clemson and lost to Gonzaga and Duke, then it's like, well, anytime we run up against a legitimate opponent, then we lost. It's like, okay, well, I won the quad one wins.
100%
I wanted
would
to win.
Full agree. Yeah. Would way rather have the wins that we have versus the two losses, like, truthfully. Because, like you say, it would be, well, can you get it done in the big game? Can you? Now, this stings, and we got to sit on it for a while, but, it's better than the alternative.
Yeah, and I don't know, it felt like the understanding of the assignment was maybe a little bit off.
You
It
misunderstood
felt
the
like
assignment.
there was like, I don't know, I'm not a body language expert, but folks felt a little bit flat in the game. And I don't know. If you would have told me in September that you're going to be sitting at 10-2 before conference play and having beat Duke and Gonzaga with Coach Pope having 2 weeks to put together a roster, I'm like, that's amazing. Now, the expectations that got pretty big there throughout the early season with beating Duke, beating Gonzaga. You would like to see some more offensive production at the rim. And I don't know what like the roadmap for that is through SEC play to get that. But I don't know if it's just not Amari's game or what, but there was just so many like limp layups. We had a possession where we missed four at the rim. It's just brutal.
You got to
Because
think how.
the movement just wasn't there.
Yeah, how many more games do you think where we really shoot this poorly and miss that many layups? I mean, it is the recipe for beating us, but it
Very
does
few, if
seem
any.
it seems a little fluky for a way to lose. I mean,
Yeah,
it's exactly what
missing
Clemson did. We
16
just kept
layups is
missing
super
bunnies.
few.
We just kept missing them. What are you
Yeah.
gonna do? They're right there.
Yeah, I mean the scheme worked because yeah, we had the opportunities to hit those shots. They just didn't hit them. So it wasn't a. That's what like I don't know. You see a bunch of why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? It's like we had a game plan. The game plan is getting the ball 6 inches away from the hoop. Plenty of times,
It's a
plenty of
long way away from
opportunities.
the hoop.
It's just not being executed.
It's a long
So.
way away from the hoop. 6 inches
Yeah,
is a long way.
there's so many too that it's like, why didn't you just jam that? But
Seems
then
like a
Jackson
very
had that one
big
where he
amount
got
of
kind of
distance, yeah.
blocked by the
Yeah.
rim.
I would say like 3 inches is like the average distance from the hoop that
I
you
would
would
think,
aim,
yeah.
be shooting layups from is about the average of, 3 inches or so. There's
And
six seems like a
like,
lot.
but this is six right here, right?
That's
That's what.
Yeah, that seems perfectly normal.
Yeah,
Amount of space
seems
for a
average.
layup, you know.
Yeah.
I don't
But
know why we're trying to
he's
take off
lost
from
his
the
mind.
foul line, you know, like
Yeah, that was the goal. That was my. We hit our foul shots,
Yeah.
but they go
Shout
away
out Doug
specifically.
Shouse. The homie Doug Shouse. It was a Calipari problem, not a Kentucky problem. Love Doug Shouse.
I asked Carr to shoot threes. Maybe I shouldn't have because he went 0 for 4, but you know. If
I
they'll
still
go, I
won.
will go. No, so do I. I'm just messing. Like, there's almost nothing good to pull from a 20-point loss other than like you say, the opportunities were there within the game plan. Don't miss 16 bunnies. Don't miss 4-on-1 possession. Don't score 18% of the time from the 3-point line, and you'll probably be in a much closer game.
And hey, we've been watching basketball a long time. The fact that it is a 20-point loss is very a on paper type thing because we started forcing stuff near the end and we got out of playing our brand of basketball.
Yeah,
So
we didn't
sure,
bring it
yeah,
back.
you have
We
to
brought
wear
it
the
within
20-point
six.
loss, but it was within single digits underneath 5 minutes, I think. Like we were hanging around there and then got out of our game. So people are gonna be like, "Oh, well, we lost by 20, make a couple more layups." It's like, well, yeah, you make a couple more layups, and all of a sudden it's a 3-point game underneath 5 minutes left.
Yeah,
And
it's not them taking the shot clock all the way down to 10 seconds and then hitting a ungodly mid-range shot to end the shot clock, and then us going shooting a three, missing it immediately, not getting the rebound, and then doing that again. I mean, the 8 minutes left to go, it felt like they started just milking it, and it worked.
There were a
On to the
couple
next.
times there where if we had, you know, if this had gone right or that had gone right, it's the exact formula for how we beat Duke and how we beat Gonzaga. Just it didn't work out this time.
They
Just like the
rallied a
first
few
game.
times, yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to
But
look like
close
a
one.
blowout. That's fine. The guys who played the game know how it went. So I don't think that they're going to be hanging their heads to where they're feeling like this is a 20-point loss. And I think that's
No.
what matters. And nobody's going to dog us for a quad one loss in March. It's December basketball. If
Yeah,
this is
no doubt.
happening in late February, then maybe we're having a different conversation right now.
Yeah, Bradshaw looked good.
Where'd that come
We
from?
yeah, yeah. We weren't really. I wasn't sure if he was gonna play or not because I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I think they had a lot of size, and it bugged our at the rim offense too much.
Yeah.
I mean, they played good defense. They did like their perim their both their guards were really good. That
Yes.
freshman was hitting some crazy stuff, and then what, Thornton, Bruce Thornton, was that? Yeah, he was giving, in my opinion, one of the best perimeter defenders in the game a run for his money. Now
Drop
that
30.
switch off, yeah, and a lot of those were free throws because he would get, a good drive, and then somebody, once it switches off closer to the rim, it was panic. I don't know. So there's some stuff to work on, and I think an off game, because we didn't get the offensive production out of Carr that we would usually get, and then it felt like there was a button that somebody was pushing where the rim got a little bit smaller when Amari
A little
Williams
bit.
shot the ball. I don't know.
Looking forward though, at least, like, obviously this sucks. There's 10 days in between games. That's no fun. Got to sit on this one. But Brown coming in, there is still a top 150 team in the net. A nice get right game. And then even though the SEC is a bloodbath, right? You have a pretty favorite out of the teams you could play to get some quad one, wins going. You got Florida, who hasn't lost, but I also think that they may not. I don't think they're Auburn by any means. I think that's a winnable game. It's in rough. And your first road swing right after that is at Georgia, at Mississippi State. Now, again, every game in the SEC is going to be tough. But if you're going to start out with two quad one road games, those two would be the ones I'd take. And then you've got A&M shortly after that. And then obviously you're going to get into the meat of it with Alabama, Tennessee, all those games. But I think it's a nice on-ramp for what's going to be. I mean, this has been the best out of conference performance a conference has had in at least 15 years. So it's going to be
Yeah.
pretty unprecedented levels of talent and competition in the SEC. But I think that there's a nice on ramp. I don't, again, this game sucks. Players take this way harder than fans do. I promise you
Yeah.
they do. They hate that there's 10 days between games. Those practices are going to be nuts, the ones they do get to have. So I would expect they come out and have a really good game against Brown. And then kick off SEC play right after that. I think we still got everything in front of us. It sucks, but again, December basketball.
And this isn't going to be the last game we lose this year.
No.
We could lose six, seven more games in the SEC, who knows, and still be a two seed in the tournament. Like, that's perfectly possible. There's almost no bad loss for us in the SEC. So
There
we
is
might not have a
literally
loss this year that's not a quad one loss. So we're going
one.
to be a pretty highly seeded team as
There's
long as
only
we don't.
five games that aren't quad one, to your point, left. So that's pretty wild. Most teams have like two quad ones left on the schedule. There is unbelievable amounts left. There's the South Carolina game, the LSU game, and the Brown game, and Arkansas, because Calipari is doing a bang up job over there. So that's a top 50 game at least. It's quad two at home, so that's good. They should be pretty excited about that.
If there's a game I'm not worried about, it's the Arkansas game. But we'll save that for the SEC preview, I guess.
Fair enough, fair
I think the
enough. But
boys are
yeah.
getting up for that one.
If they wouldn't have went and watched theater kids do crap, they would have won. That's all I'm saying.
You're blaming
Long
Hamilton
wait.
for the loss? Is that what we're saying?
I'm blaming Hamilton for the loss. Yep.
That's one of the only musicals I've ever seen live. I'm going to say it wasn't particular to Hamilton. That's just theater kids in general. Hamilton's pretty solid, but I'm going to stick with you right there. That's probably where it all went
Yeah,
south.
I have no, I've never watched it at all. I just know that and most annoying people that I know watch it and love it. So that's kind of my one take on it. Now it is sad because Pope is like a New York guy. So I mean, he
I
got dressed
mean,
up. It would have been cool for him, I think, to go to the Garden and get a dub.
yeah,
And I
that's
thought
true.
that the coaching, like the shots were there. It was the execution that kind of just fell apart. It's
I'd
college
be
kids still.
surprised if anybody's won a game going 7 for 23 at the rim. Honestly, I bet it's not happened very many times in the history of
Yeah.
basketball. You miss 16 bunnies and you're not going to win that game. That, I mean,
Yeah.
in my opinion. Obviously, tons of things to improve. I'm not just shutting, saying, it's a bad game. But I did see a lot of takes talking about how our guys wilt under pressure. Apparently, being down 16 or whatever at
Yeah.
half, or 19 at half to Gonzaga, or 9 at half at the Champions Classic to Duke. Any of those things aren't pressure, but when we lose, it's we succumb to pressure. So good job, guys.
Yeah. People just like to say buzz phrases.
Yes,
Yeah, or
that's exactly what it is. Yeah, the dog peeing down its leg. It's like, okay, yeah, but no, also.
Or you have the people who are just like, "Oh, have we collected enough data yet?" After that first half. It's just like, "Are you even a Kentucky fan? What are you doing? What has he done wrong? Why are we making
I'm
fun
gonna
of him?"
say that it's a little bit of a hangover from the absolute lack of any patience that Calipari had left because he had burned it all up and then some. I'm gonna guess, 12 games in, not everyone's over that mentality of us versus the coach. But also, it's Big Blue Nation. Even Goodman says they're the craziest,
Yeah, it's
and
also
he.
message board people.
This isn't a coach that you need to stay on his ass. This is a
No,
coach
no.
that will stay on his own ass. So it will look himself in the mirror and have an honest evaluation.
Yeah.
So I think the pressure is off of us as a fan base for a little bit, and we don't have to necessarily get down our coach's throat. But
I mean, if you
hey,
want
hold
to,
on.
but you
Hold
know.
on, let me edit that out.
Yeah, servicing asses and getting in down throats and just
Yeah, edit that out.
Didn't know everything said, but.
One thing I won't forget, oh, Ohio State for beating us, and don't get me wrong, them beating Tennessee went a long way for me. Was the they ruined my fun intro because I was speaking of musical theater earlier. I had a whole thing for the musical Cats on Broadway and tying that into the Cats
Yeah,
Return,
had we
which I won.
won, I would be like, Hamilton's actually really cool.
And guys who like
I'm
Hamilton
one of those
there
type.
are really cool
Yeah.
and not like, the kind of guys who go see musicals.
Yeah.
Man,
Okay.
it was one time and had a good time. Never went back. So go ahead and
One time? You're just like
it
experimenting.
was. I was musical curious for a couple days and tried it out. Didn't have the worst experience. Probably won't go back, but at least I know now.
Just a phase.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a phase. They lured me in with just not like a regular musical. It's not suit. You're not gonna get labeled. I was like, all right, cool. No one will find out, and then everyone found out. So,
Did we get a Journey video
yeah, hope not. But maybe.
of them going to like Ground Zero and like
Should have worn a shirt.
going and doing like all this New York stuff and then losing by 20 points?
Just everything else except for the game is in the
Yeah.
journey.
The last slide is just a cut over to like them more, us less. I just
Yeah. Braden, did you see
I
Andrew
mean, it
Carr
sucks,
going
but
to his favorite New York pizza spot?
I that's what honestly that clip makes me hate this loss the most because they might have peaked as a social media team having Andrew Carr do an office bit. I had a single tear right here for the
It was
Sparrow bit.
amazing.
That was perfect. Oh, so good. And Sparrow rules. I know it's a chain, but like pizza kicks ass there. I don't care what anybody says.
It's important, I think, with pizzas to have like you have to set proper expectations for them. So
Yeah.
Sbarro is good for what it is, just like Little Caesars is good for
Little
what it is.
Caesars,
Dude, I had Little
exactly.
Caesars yesterday and it made me sick. But I'm still
Dude.
gonna get it again. But I got the deep dish one. I think there was way too much sauce.
That
Whew.
it's the sauce and the dough. You went wrong doing the deep dish, but you'll learn. That's
Yeah.
tough. That's real tough. But no, I agree. Expectations, perspective. Like we said, we'd have taken this or Little Caesars had we not known that some better pizza could have been on the way. But 10-2, it's fine. We'll be fine. Now lose to Brown, we might have a different conversation, but I don't see that happening.
No.
Nah, I don't think that
would
be.
You know,
be, that'd be a dark.
I'm trying to say like, what does this mean for March, right? And my thing is like, what is the earliest we can play a team that has? They might not be the best, whatever Power Five type team, but they have big bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so. I do think SEC play and getting like a pretty decent seed is kind of important.
Yeah.
If we want to make that second weekend like confidently, because that's kind of where my expectations and my looking back on this season is like, holy hell, he put together this team like that, got these dudes to buy in, got Kentucky fan base to buy in, we made the Sweet 16 for the first time since. I, you know, only had one kid. Now I have four.
Dang.
So
I was gonna say you got a lot of kids now.
Yeah. So it's, I just don't want to play against a, you know, a team that after this loss, that's kind of my only fear. Now this is obviously going to be a coaching moment, like, and they have a lot of time to work to really dig into the ins and outs of this one without having to prepare for another one.
I'm pretty sure, too, though, that Duke is, like, the biggest team in the country, just for full perspective here. And we did chest up and play better defense, finish at the rim, like Andrew Carr had some big finish there. We can do it, man. Nothing in this game needs to be reinvented other than we find a way to stay locked in. Like you said, it got away at the end. I don't think that big, strong physical teams are going to be our kryptonite. I just think we need to get back to finishing at the rim like we did in some bigger games and at different times. Even against Clemson, I felt like we obviously finished – any game this year, we finished better at the rim than we did yesterday. And you get back to the average, it's going to be fine. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't go back to the norm. Obviously, there's going to be games we don't play great, but, you know, I really don't think this is indicative of any sort of troubling pattern. The shooting needs to pick up a little bit, sure. That's undeniable at this point, the three-point shooting. But, again, it's December. I think they said that was the first time we used those – I don't remember which basketballs it was, but it was the first time using those particular ones, and I think those are the ones that are used in the tournament, if I'm not mistaken, so we might want to get on that
exactly?
Because I'm sure – no, the balls yesterday. Yeah, they it was – here, let me see if I can find it.
That's terrible news.
The Caitlin Clark Target Spalding balls.
I was looking at those the other day.
Yeah, I got one from my daughter first.
What is that?
It's like a Caitlin Clark – ball, yeah, at Target.
Yeah, it was the first game I believe with the Wilson Evo NXT ball, and it was kind of controversial. I don't know how it's not universal at this point. That is kind of crazy. That.
Well, it was designed to make crazy mid-range dudes, specifically.
Well, let's hope that's what it was made to, because that's all they did.
Yeah.
And that's all they needed, really. Nobody hit threes yesterday. It was a combined 8 threes between both teams, 4 on each side. That's terrible.
Yeah. Basketball terrorism. I want to see some pretty basketball. It's been too long.
Yeah, that was – and even though they won by a lot, they didn't hit a field goal for the last 4 minutes. Ohio State didn't, so not ideal. Not ideal.
I think my overall thoughts is a bad game. No need to panic because not every game is a microcosm of what the season is. I think it can just be a bad game and then you just move on from it. That's what I hope the players are doing. I hope the players aren't acting like the fan base is. They're just hanging their heads.
They're furious. So.
Really, the fan base that it's a pretty it's like a small sliver of extremely online fan base.
Vocal minority, for sure.
So, I don't know. That's just the problem in general with like our whole entire human race is extrapolating too much off of anything. And this is the worst thing ever. Or this is the best thing ever. It can't be anything. You know, there's no nuance, whatever. But yeah, it sucked.
Sucked. On to the next one, though. 10 days, the only bad part about that. At least, you know what, that could be a good thing. You got to sit in it. They're going to hate this feeling for the next 10 days. Might have ruined Christmas, but it'll probably be a good March.
Merry Christmas.
And honestly, I've seen this before though too. Like where it did get out of hand at the end, but like we were a little lethargic, missing at the rim. It is right around Christmas. Teams lose, and I think really anticipating seeing how we come back from this one in the next 2, 3 games. And I think it'll bear itself out. This is more the exception than the rule. If not, we'll have some different discussions. But I think for the time being, we're gonna be just fine.
Yeah, and I do like your that take on the on-ramp to the SEC play. I think that we are set up pretty nicely to get good games, but not having to go into Auburn, because Auburn
Yeah.
looks really good. They look
They
incredible.
look like they damn near beat the Hornets. Not really, obviously, but they look very, very, very. They had Purdue in a 30-point chokehold yesterday or the other day. I mean, they've outside of the at Cameron Indoor, they've looked unbeatable. And Cameron Indoor is Cameron Indoor, so I mean, F Duke, but still.
They lost to Duke. We beat Duke. So therefore,
We are better. Yeah.
It's just a math
Can
thing.
I,
It's
when
just
Utah
math
State beats Boise, do I get to do that chain of
thing.
events or no?
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you how to
I won't
fan.
do it to him.
Hey, but congrats to Ole Miss and Alabama for all of their
Oh, hypothetical undefeated, man.
hypothetical wins yesterday in the college football
Remind
playoff.
me who won when Tennessee played Alabama? I don't remember. Ben's not or Bontemps not here to tell me. Do you guys remember who won that game?
I don't know, but I obviously look. I have Oklahoma flag, so.
They're still undefeated. They're right underneath Utah State in the net right now, I noticed this morning, which is
Oh
crazy. They're
yeah, that is
undefeated.
nuts. Yeah, well, Fears looks amazing,
Do you
but.
think they're for real? Not to get off on top, but do you think they're legit, or do you think they're
I think that it's similar to Florida, where they haven't had like a crazy hard schedule, where a lot of teams have had like much tougher schedules. But they do look good. They definitely don't look as bad as they were picked in the SEC. But I don't know. We're gonna have to go into Oklahoma and play. So
I think Kentucky clears easily. I think Oklahoma's a good story, but I would think that they're more on that like, around 50 line where Kentucky's anywhere from 20 to top 10 somewhere in my, as of
yeah.
right now, at least for me. But anyways, but yeah, I think things are setting up fine. I think if you're gonna lose a couple, and those are the couple to lose, you still get the benefit of great out of conference wins. Get one more
Yes.
done, and we're right into that bloodbath. It is the SEC, and before you know it, it'll be March, and we'll be sitting in Nashville at the SEC tournament. So.
Right, guys. If there's no closing thoughts here, do we want to go around and say what our favorite Christmas song is?
You
Eight
cut out,
Crazy
what'd you say?
Nights. What's your favorite Christmas song? We can close on that little bit of fun things, our last show before Christmas. Caleb, did you say yours?
Well, I said Eight Crazy Nights, but that's my favorite Hanukkah song.
Oh.
So mine is The Shoes. It's very, very sad,
Dude,
depressing song.
I literally did this as a segue so I could get to a bit that I have on that.
On The Shoes?
I used to date a girl where I asked her like what her favorite Christmas song was, and she said, "I like the Christmas Shoes song." And I was like, "That's nobody's favorite song."
No, I love that song. Yeah. I love it. My mom cried every time, so it was just like it would come on the radio on because we only listen to like classic country radio, so that was the Christmas music we got. But yeah.
Well,
So I
mine's
don't
a
know if I have
natural
one.
drummer. Mine is Santa
Little
Claus is
Drummer
Coming
Boy,
to
his
Town by the Jackson 5.
that
That
is a
song
good one.
rips.
What's that? Didn't Ludacris do the Fred Claus Christmas song? I'll call that one. Let's see.
That's a good call.
Yeah, Ludacrismas. That I'll go with that. How about that? They got a bass boosted version on YouTube for those interested. So
Oh, nice.
really get it going. You know what I mean?
All right, everybody. Well, that's the cat. Thank you for joining the Catekin for Braden, Kale, and Jared. Go Cats.
Yo, cats, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all that stuff. So, also.
Always.